All right, kids. Hey, welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. Do you want to start the heading there, James?
We sure can.
All right.
In today's show, we have news about Disneyland Resort announces return of Halloween time. Pricing revealed for the 2024 Disney dining plans, headline news, trivia, and so much more on today's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right. Hey, before we get started, we have a great announcement for you. If you book your 2024 Walt Disney World package, you will be entered to win a Disney Cruise 4-4. That's right, you heard it. Win a Disney Cruise. This is by our sponsors, Destinations to Travel. You can do so by contacting us and start planning your 2024 vacation package. Do this at DisneyParksPodcast.com/D2Travel. So that's D2Travel. And here are the quick rules. Your package must include a minimum of 4 nights at a Disney resort, 4 days of tickets, and a dining package. Deposits must be made at the time of booking before October 1st, 2023. Travel must be taken place after January 9th, 2024. Cancellation of booking will result in your forfeiture of the prize, and cruise dates are subject to availability. So go check that out. That's a great deal. All right. What exciting Disney things did you do this weekend, Mr. James?
Well, considering we have been gone for 2 weeks.
Yes.
We did a little Disneying.
Oh, cool. Cool.
None of which included Boathouse.
Wow.
I know. Can you believe it?
Are you feeling okay? Are you all right?
Do I need to make up? I'm going to have to make up for it. I feel like I have committed a cardinal sin. Or broken the cardinal rule. One of the two.
Right.
But no, over the holiday weekend, we did travel over to the studios later in the afternoonish hours to go see the Ariel meet and greet for the Little Mermaid.
Right.
And it was, I think we did it in less than, it said about an hour wait, but we did it in less than that, about 45 minutes, maybe less than even. It moved along pretty quick.
Where is it located?
It's going to be inside, I believe that's what, One Man's Dream?
Okay.
Where the theater is over there down by Pixar.
Yeah, where Monster was.
If you were to go all the way in, you will see there's basically a door at the wall, at the dead end. If you would take a right, you'd go to the theater. Just keep going. There'll be a line. You can't miss it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can go in there, and they got a nice little setup for Ariel, and you can chat with her for a little bit, take some photos, and be about your way.
Cool, very cool.
I see you saw
Edna Mode too. She's back in her old place.
Yes, she is back in her old place now. Yes, over in Pixar
place
on Pixar place. Yes, on the side where Toy Story Mania entrance used to be.
Right. Okay.
Cool. So we saw that, and I think we got Mr. and Mrs. Incredible as well.
Yeah.
And I think Sully was out also. So
nice.
We did a little bit of that. We did an astonishing record-breaking 35-minute start to finish on-off on Rise of the Resistance.
Wow. Wow.
Astonishing.
Yeah.
Walked on.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say they walked on.
Nope, didn't know that was possible.
Yeah,
because the sign clearly said 65.
Yeah,
So I don't know how that happened, but we'll take it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Other than that, this weekend we did a little Epcot yesterday.
Okay.
And we went over to walk around a little bit, got our magnets because we have to.
Right.
We pay for them. We need to take them. I don't know what to do with them, but I took it.
Yeah.
We visited the annual pass holder lounge.
Oh. I don't know
if that's what you would call it, but it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get some M&Ms and some candied peanuts.
Wait, pass holder lounge or DVC lounge?
Pass holder lounge.
And where is that now?
That is in the land on the bottom floor.
Really?
You can't miss it. It kind of is just a line.
Hmm. Wow.
So, yeah, you'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
And then after that, I could check a restaurant off the list. I have finally been to the all-included, all-you-can-eat, minus the crab, Cape May.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
It was filling, fulfilling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm overfilled.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
I like Cape May. I like the snow crab, but I am not paying $29.
No. If it was on the menu or included, sure. I would say yes. But I'm not paying for a pound for that. But everything else is really good. All the food was great. No issues. Server was, she was amazing. She was right on point with drinks and anything you needed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I believe Saturday, you and I and... our better halves, we decided to venture over to Flamingo Crossing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was some good.
Or,
that was a lot of food.
That was a lot of food. I didn't want to move, but we did.
Yeah, it was good. It was good food, though.
Yes.
I guess it's Japanese, but not like a Japanese. Somebody asked me, is that like Korean barbecue? I said, no, it was a Japanese place. Well, I've never seen a Japanese place like that. Well, apparently it exists.
It does now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, how are the walls in Epcot looking these days?
Tall.
Same color. There?
Still there.
My God.
I don't know if they're moving. And if they are, not very fast.
Oh, gosh. Somebody said you can now cut over. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't have to go.
You have to kind of go through the exit of Spaceship Earth, but you can go through one side out the other, and you can kind of diagonally cross through there.
Okay.
Which is nice. It's better than nothing. We'll take it.
Right.
And you'll be happy to know that all of the barges are now officially out
gone.
Of the lake.
Yeah. If the lake was deep enough, I would have said just sink them to the bottom and have it become a giant reef, but. It's not that deep. It's only like 4 feet deep. A lot of those things would just be sticking out over the.
Oh yeah. Oh look, a ski ramp.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some Disney news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Oh, right off the gate, Disneyland Resort announces the return of Halloween Time and Plaza de la Familia, September 1st, plus 2023's Oogie Boogie Bash dates. Disneyland Resorts has announced the return of Halloween Time and Plaza de la Familia, along with the dates for Oogie Boogie Bash, a Disney Halloween party in 2023. Halloween Time will take place from September 1st to October 31st, featuring seasonal decorations and characters dressed in Halloween attire. Disneyland Park will showcase the Haunted Mansion holiday with a new gingerbread house, while Disney California Adventure Park will have Halloween-themed transformations from Mater's Junkyard Jamboree and Luigi's Roll and Kickin' Roadsters.
Hmm.
Ooh, that's too fast.
Yeah.
The Halloween Screams Nighttime Spectacular and the character-themed pumpkins in the downtown Disney district will add to the festive atmosphere. Plaza de la Familia celebrating Dia de los Muertos, or I believe that is the Day of the Dead.
Right.
Will run from September 1st to November 2nd at Paradise Gardens in Disney California Adventure Park, featuring entertainment, family crafts, and food inspired by Mexican cuisine. Disneyland Park will also have a vibrant display in Frontierland for Dia de los Muertos. The Oogie Boogie Bash, a Disney Halloween party, will be held on 25 select evenings from September 5th through October 31st at Disney California Adventure Park. Offering attractions, themed food, beverages encountered, and rare characters and villains. Tickets will go on sale to the general public on the 29th of June, which is actually not that far away.
Yep.
And there will be a pre-sale for Magic Key holders a little bit closer and sooner than that, June 27th.
Yeah. Oogie Boogie usually sells out. I've heard from numerous California friends that...
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good party. So... if you're going to be in Disneyland, take advantage. 25 nights. You can't lose. Can't lose. All right. If you've ever wanted to take a trip around the world to all Disney parks, well, Disney Adventure by Disney has that for you. It's a private jet adventure, and it's coming back in 2024. Adventures by Disney announced the return of Disney parks around the world. It's a private jet adventure. It's a 24-day globe-trotting private jet vacation designed specifically for the ultimate fan. Guests will have the chance to experience 12 Disney parks, 3 Disney studios, 3 iconic landmarks in India, Egypt, and France, with space is only limited to 150 guests across 2 departures. Make sure your reservation is in. Last time they did this, Becky Klein went on the cruise, and when it was the flight was airborne, she would give you like a, you know, if you were heading to, you know, Disneyland Paris, she would kind of give you a history of Disneyland Paris and tell you the things that you should go see, blah blah blah. I also heard that they had a in-flight doctor in case somebody got sick. They actually had a doctor on board. So you're visiting all the parks around the world plus some other pretty impressive places. This dream vacation spans 24 days, covers 6 countries, visits to 12 uniquely magical Disney theme parks. Like we said, every single one of them, as well as 3 landmarks, the Taj Mahal, Pyramids of Giza, and the Eiffel Tower. This is a 757 that's been custom configured for Disney, and it's operated by Icelandair with long-range capabilities, allowing direct flights to maximize your time in each destination. I think they only touch down in one place for a day just to fuel before they get to Paris. So because they're going from, I think, like Hong Kong or Shanghai or whatever. If you want to book this, here are some dates. June 12th. So if you are an adventure insider with 3 previous adventures, you can start booking on June 12th. If you're Adventure Insider with 1 to 2 previous adventures, you can do that on June 14th. Golden Oak and Club 33 people can do that on June 16th. And then June 19th, you all get the scraps. That's when it opens up to the public. Now, before we get to the bad news, the 2 dates are June 16th, 2024 to July 9th, and then July 28th to August 20th. The bad news is it is $114,995 per person.
Still. and a better deal than
all
the last
kids time. Must be 16 or older as well. So
it's still a better deal.
Are we
than
going,
the last
James? Hotel. Should we book it?
I mean, it's still better than the last hotel. The deal's still better.
We should. I'd love to know if anybody would like books both of them. Like book the July, June to July, and then get it back on it July 28th to August, and do.
So you are spending $240,000. I mean, again, hey, look.
Gosh.
What's a once in a lifetime experience if you only live it once?
Yeah, exactly.
Might want to do it twice.
Yeah,
you can not forget it.
Gosh. Yeah. All right, James. What else we got?
No, I don't know. The I'm sticker shocked.
Yeah.
Anyways, Disney's H2O glow after hours lights up the night at Typhoon Lagoon Water Park at Walt Disney World Resort. Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park is once again aglow with the return of the Disney's H2O Glow After Hours event. With vibrant decor, a groovy DJ dance floor with Disney characters, and thrilling water attractions under the stars. The evening party is making quite a splash at the water park at Walt Disney World Resorts. The nighttime event runs through September 2nd and allows families to enjoy luminous tropical oasis 3 hours after the park closes to day guests. The party kicks off at 8 p.m., runs to 11 p.m., with the gates opening as early as 6 p.m. It's the perfect nightcap for families visiting, and it is a limited capacity. This will not fill the water park, so this also makes it a lot nicer, a more, I guess, what you call intimate or private experience for
less
this
waiting
park.
In lines.
Yes, less waiting in lines, easier to get on the rides. I believe this does also include drinks and some kind of snacks, so, like ice cream or something.
I think beer and wine, and I think desserts. I think
okay.
Like ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get if you're a Mickey Bar fan, you might be lucky.
Because they offer this up for DVC, like they have a DVC only H2O. Have you done that yet?
Mm.
No?
I have not, no. Mm. I might have to look into it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did it a long time ago. It was good, and it was less people. It was still busy, but less people. All right. The pricing has been revealed for the 2024 Disney dining plans. These will start to go on sale. Actually, they're on sale. You can book through your travel agent, and I suggest Goal Hours destinations to travel. So here is the two plans that they're offering up. So one is the quick service dining plan. That's $57.01 per adult.
I don't know why.
I don't know why they threw the penny in there. And then $23.83 per child, which is a child is a 3 to 9. The quick service plan includes two quick service meals per day, one alcoholic beverage per meal, one snack, and one resort refillable drink mug. The next plan is called the Disney Dining Plan, and that is $94.28 per adult, ages 10 and plus, and $29.69 per child, ages 3 to 9. This includes one table service, one quick service, one alcoholic drink per meal, one snack, and one refillable mug. So, like I said, contact destination to travel. You can do that at DisneyParksPodcast.com/D2Travel, and they will certainly help you get all hooked up with your dining plan, if you so choose.
Yes. Details on summer perks for Walt Disney World annual pass holders. From May 31st to June 30th, 2023, annual pass holders will receive a variety of added benefits throughout Walt Disney World. The annual pass holder merchandise discount is set to increase from 20 to 30, which I can tell you it has.
Yes.
Off most items at Disney owned and operated shops. Additionally, pass holders dining discounts, which are normally set to 10 off at many Disney restaurants, will temporarily increase to 20. I believe that did work yesterday at Cape May.
Cool.
Note that some locations only offer discounts on select meals, and the discount does not apply to most alcoholic or all alcoholic beverages. Right. Just to name a few, the discount has been extended to most outdoor kitchens during the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. Mm-hmm. There is a list of them. Yep. Looks like from here, pretty much most of the ones that are around World Showcase.
Yep.
At Sunshine Seasons and Epcot, the Land Pavilion, a special seating section will be set aside for pass holders. I can confirm that is there. Saw that this weekend.
Cool.
There are no details on whether any specific amenities will be provided. The amenities that were provided to me and the details that I can give you was a bag of M&Ms and candied peanuts.
Cool.
So I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were good. I was hungry.
Sure.
Access to the providing seating is available from park open to close and on a first come first serve. This is a special seating section. I didn't see an actual seating section for it.
Okay.
More like just a line to get in. I think they scan your annual pass and
okay.
I think you can do it every day if you really wanted to.
Right. Right.
I didn't really see there was someone saying no. But yeah. So you got from May 31st to June 30th also to get your new complimentary magnet featuring Figment. Magnets will be distributed at Epcot Creation Shop from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Pass holder must be present a photo ID and their Magic Band or mobile pass, or if you still have a hard ticket card like I do, that will work as well.
Cool. Very cool. I used that 30% discount this weekend like it was going out of style. Yeah. So, listen, anytime they're going to give me more money off, I'm going to take advantage of that. You know.
There you go.
All right. Hey, last week we, not actually last week, the week before last, we had a Disney trivia question. It was, what was the name of Jessie's cereal as seen in Andy's backyard? And the correct answer to that was Lasso's. Lasso's. And the winner is Ken. And as we like to say, Ken, it's in the mail. Next up, we have this week's trivia question. And it is this. What's the name of the motel where toys go missing on Halloween? So what is the name of the motel in Toy Story where toys go missing on Halloween? If you think you know the correct answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. All right. If you were looking to buy a DVC Disneyland hotel offer for new members, features free points. So Disney Vacation Club is offering purchase incentives, I don't know why, for both existing members and new buyers of ownership in the villas at the Disneyland Hotel. I thought this would have sold out like in a matter of a month, you know. Existing members can receive a developer's discount and a free set of points for the length of their contract at most purchase levels. The developer's discount is a flat amount and does not vary based on the number of points purchased. However, the first-time buyer incentive decreases at the 200-point level and disappears completely at the 250-point level. All buyers will receive their stated number of free points for the duration of the contract. The developer's discount represents a discount of about $7 per point for new purchases of 150 points. While current owners can save $8 to $17 per point depending on the size of the add-on, these promotional offers are less generous than initial pricing for the Disneyland Hotel, which offered a $20 savings per point added on during specific period. The current offer will be available until September 11th, 2023, and owners will be responsible for annual dues on all points received. Yeah, but they didn't offer the discount and free points. Now they're offering a discount and free points. So I think that's a better deal than, you know, just $20 off. I would want a discount and the free points, right? Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know? I know. Maybe I'm going to have to look into this again.
You might. You never know.
Yeah. If I get a discount, get free points, I might call up my DVC trail guide. Yeah. Yeah. All right, what else we got, Mr. James?
We have a development, it looks like.
Yep.
Contractors claim more than $2.1 million unpaid for Tron Life Cycle Run. Mm. A pair of liens have been filed against Walt Disney Imagineering by two contractors for work on Life Cycle Run. Both contractors were hired through the construction package by the Whiting Turner Contracting Company, a longtime contractor that works with Walt Disney Imagineering. The smaller of two liens are for $609,188.48. That is a lot of around-the-world Disney trips.
A very specific number.
For the work described as labor, right, services, and materials consisting of structural steel, construction improvements, and related services. The larger lien is for $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. For work described as metal stud system, installation, EIFS, and gypsum. While filed liens are not necessarily common for construction projects at Walt Disney World, they aren't unheard of. Back in June 2020, contractor filed a $1.5 million lien against Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway for unpaid work. Right. Other liens have been filed in the past on Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. Oops, sorry. Riviera Hotel, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, and more.
I'm assuming that Disney just doesn't, you know, they don't pay in a timely fashion. That's I think that's what this is saying. Because I mean, none of these. Yeah. I mean, all right, Mickey's Runaway, Star Cruiser, Guardians of the Galaxy, like the construction companies didn't take ownership of these things because I'm assuming Disney paid at some point. Now, maybe they had to put a lien to speed up the process of getting their money, but I just think that corporations like to pay at certain times when it is best for them to pay the money, not when you put the due date on an invoice. They're like, yeah, we see that, but we're not going to pay it on that date. That's not actually financially responsible for us to do so. So, but it would be interesting if one day somebody does put a lien on an attraction and then gets to take possession of it. Now,
yeah,
that would be a fun story. I'd entertain that one, you know. All right. Next up, First June dates for Disney's After Hours at the Hollywood Studios hits its capacity. Listen, kids, I've said this a lot on this show. The After Hours event is a spectacular deal. It is cheap, and there is nobody there, and it is at night when it's much cooler. This is a steal. So Disney After Hours in the studios is now sold out for June 7th. That's Wednesday, leaving just a handful of dates remaining, and we're going to go over what dates are left. Every night of Disney After Hours at Disney's Hollywood Studios has sold out almost, and now only three dates remain in June, and Disney has not yet announced any other after dates for the studios beyond June 29th. So currently, the three dates that are available, and this could change by the time you hear this, Wednesday, June 14th at $149, Wednesday, June 21st at $149, and then again on June 28th at $149. DVC members and pass holders get a $30 discount. So that's only $119. That's not bad. Yeah, it's like the price of a day ticket for 6 hours, right? Four to whatever in the park. I mean, we did every single attraction in the studio the last time we were there. Everything. You know, so I think it's well worth the money. It's just my two cents.
Changes to Epcot's extended evening hours attraction lineup for Walt Disney World Resort's Deluxe Hotel guests. Epcot's extended evening hours attraction lineup has been updated today. Unlikely to impact many guests, the Beauty and the Beast sing-along in Epcot in the France Pavilion has been removed, leaving 9 attractions. The next Epcot extended evening hours event is June 5th from 9 to 11. That is PM also. The Beauty and the Beast sing-along is no longer part of the extended evening hours at Epcot. The complete list of Epcot's extended evening hours attractions list are as followed. Frozen Ever After, Grand Fiesta Tour starring the Three Caballeros, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, Mission Space, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, Soarin' Around the World, Spaceship Earth Test Track, and The Seas with Nemo and Friends.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder why Beauty and the Beast, that's a sit-down show. It doesn't take a lot to operate that.
Not a lot. Yeah. Button or two, maybe.
All right. Well, that's that list. That was interesting.
Yeah.
All right. How about a little headline news?
And now, the headline news.
All right. First up, music legends P.J. Morton and Teresa Blanchard are collaborating on Tiana's Bayou Adventure music. So that should be interesting. New Disney Tommy Hilfiger collab. You can see some at the Marketplace Co-op. And it is also on Shop Disney. So the Tommies, Tommy Hilfiger and Tommy Bahama, are now both have collaborations with Shop Disney. I think they're only doing business with people that have a name Tommy. If your name's not Tommy, that's too bad. New Castaway feature for your cruisers. You can now download your folios post-cruise up to 24 hours. So if you don't get it, you know, paper copy before you leave the ship or whatever, you can now download a copy 24 hours, up to 24 hours after your cruise on the app, by the way. You can probably do it online as well, but they were really specific about the app. New Muppet Magic shots are also available at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Did you get any of those when you went over there, James?
I did not. No, okay. I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Disney Plus subscribers, there is a special pre-sale of new Indiana Jones collection right now. So go check your Shop Disney or your Disney Plus app and go shop the Indiana Jones collection if you are a fan. Copper Creek refurbishment is going to begin April 2024.
It's probably now all of the hotels.
I think all of them are getting some kind of rehab.
I don't think there's anything left.
Yep. That's your home resort, correct, Copper?
Yes, it is.
Yep. Yep.
And now it's full.
Yeah. So you may want to think about your 2024 reservations.
Yeah. Soon.
Yeah. Yeah. The Magic Kingdom walking path is now open again from, you know, Grand Floridian over to the MK. I think they stopped it because there was some construction stuff going on over at the Poly that also interfered with the path. There is now a English tea tour at Epcot over in England, obviously, and that is going to be open until July 5th. And if I'm not mistaken, it's free.
Oh.
So,
okay.
If you like your tea, pinkies up, you can do that. Here's an update. It is completely sold out. All remaining Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Voyages are sold out.
Sid, out of here.
See,
bye-bye.
So what they needed to do is announce a closing, and then they can sell them all.
Ah.
So after these are all sold out, they're going to say, well, we're going to keep it open for another 3 months, and they will sell those out.
And then put a sign back up saying going out of business, yeah. And then put it down and take it up.
Exactly. That's what I would do.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. Disney Band Plus is now available for purchase on select Disney Wish cruise sailings. So the cruise line is now getting into the Magic Band deal, and you can purchase them on select cruises. We also read that if you have an existing band, you can bring it with you. It needs to be the Disney Band Plus. You can bring that and use that on the cruise ship.
Okay.
Guests with dining reservations over at the Grand Floridian have been directed to park away from the resort in the backstage cast member parking lot across the street. Apparently, they're doing something to the parking lot in front of the Grand Flow, and they're making everybody park across the street and hike over. And last but not least, if you are a Disney art fan or Disney fine art fan, go visit Greg McCullough at the Art of Disney. He will be there Thursdays through Sundays from noon to 6 p.m. You can buy some art, and then he will sign it.
Yep.
And he's a very good friend of the show. You had a little chit-chat with him, correct, James?
I did. I believe a week before you did, actually.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, we did it Saturday, and we went to go visit Greg and his wife, Nathaniel. Yeah, he does some really great art. He does oil paintings. He does remnant art, where he takes, like, leftover paint from different art and then creates another painting from the leftover paint. And he went to Norman Rockwell Museum, and he's now doing charcoal paintings. One of Walt, the original, sold immediately. But there are, prints that you can buy on the cheap. You know, I think they're like $39, something like that. But anyway, go visit Greg. The other bugaboo with Greg's art is it can only be sold while he is on property. So once Greg is done with this six-week run, can't find his art until the festival in February. And he'll be back for the festival this year. So I made sure I asked. All right. Anything else we have, Mr. James?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, hey, thank you all for listening. Please, I should mention
thank
this.
You.
Go to facebook.com/Disney Parks Podcast. We had to rebuild our page on Facebook. So if you can go over there and give us a like and follow us and all that kind of stuff.
If you remember anybody that used to be on it, email them.
Yeah.
Send it back to them. Have them refollow, please.
Yep. We are going to post a video over there and stuff like that. So, you know, that's our central point. And, you know, worst case scenario, go watch us and see us over at, you know, DisneyParksPodcast.com. You can listen to the show there, but we'll probably drop the video file over in Facebook. So sign up over there. All right, kids. Yep. Hey, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a fan, a follower. And we'll see you in the
parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through one reach upon the star. You're